Senator Elizabeth Warren will visit North Carolina today to campaign for presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Clinton and Warren campaigned together yesterday in New Hampshire. Both went after Donald Trump, but they're also trying to build support for other Democrats on the ballot. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was in New Hampshire and has this report.
With national and state polls from key swing states like New Hampshire showing her building a lead over Donald Trump, Clinton is able to invest time and money, urging voters to support her fellow Democrats. Among them is Maggie Hassan, who's trying to unseat Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte. But with the election just 2 weeks away, the main focus is still Donald Trump. And at yesterday's rally at St. Anselm College in Manchester, Senator Elizabeth Warren launched a blistering attack against the Republican presidential nominee.
He thinks that because he has money, that he can call women fat pigs and bimbos. He thinks that because he has a mouthful of Tic Tacs, that he can force himself on any woman within groping distance.
That's a reference to the Access Hollywood tape that shows Trump bragging about kissing and groping women without their consent. Then Warren went further and spoke up for nasty women everywhere, which is what Trump called Clinton in their third and final debate.
Donald, nasty women are tough. Nasty women are smart. And nasty women vote.
It's a potent line of attack that reinforces a key fact in this election that Trump is attracting a majority of men while Clinton is attracting a much bigger majority of women. That gender divide explains, at least in part, why Clinton has pulled ahead, according to most polls. It's giving the Clinton campaign confidence to look beyond Trump and pour advertising dollars into places like Missouri and Indiana to help Democratic Senate candidates in those states. And it's why a pro-Clinton super PAC has launched ads targeting Republicans like Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire for taking too long to break with Trump. Along with Elizabeth Warren, Clinton was joined yesterday by New Hampshire Senate candidate Maggie Hassan, Congresswoman Annie Custer, and congressional candidate Carol Shea Porter. Clinton says electing them will help her when she's in the White House.
With your help, we're going to not only have Elizabeth back in the Senate, but send Maggie, send Carol, send Annie, and then make the biggest investment in new jobs since World War II.
If the polls are giving Clinton confidence, they are giving Trump fresh evidence that the election is rigged. In Florida yesterday, he told supporters that he still expects to win and says most of the polls are wrong.
This is part of the crooked system. It's part of the rigged system that I've been talking about since I entered the race. I understand it. It's a rigged system. They are phony polls put out by phony media. And what they do is they try and suppress the vote. This way people don't go out and vote.
Back when Trump was vanquishing Republican rivals on his way to winning the nomination, he was only too happy to cite the polls. Now, not so much. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Manchester, New Hampshire.